Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Wayne, that doesn't mean you can, like, not never work. Doesn't mean, like, it's not like the never of nevers of Neverland. First of all, why wasn't that the title of the show?
Yeah, never of Neverland.
But what was the title of this? The Nevers of Nevers and Neverland.
I don't know. While you look that up, I also really enjoyed it. Instead of, honey, I'm home, you just walk in the door and says, I'm leaving back to the U.S. I'm leaving.
Why does this, why did it feel, and he actually went, hold on. Let me turn on the lights.
He's like, can I take a dump? I just finished.
He literally walked in, had been working, and she's like, I felt bad for him in that moment. Also, the fact that it looks like he's lost 30 pounds since we last saw him. He does not look well.
I kind of thought he looked good in this episode. By the way, this episode...
You like an emaciated.
This episode is called the XXXY Files.
What's that mean? It's like, just, I understand it's women and men.
I think they're talking about Kenny and Armando.
Oh!
Yeah, because that's babies.
Whether it's that's a boy babies. Or a girl...
Yeah. Maybe it's Brandary. Or maybe it's both.
Or it's Sarper and
a lot
Shekinah.
Of baby talk this episode. Do we wonder?
Neverland.
Are we wondering? Are we in a Twitter? Could Shekinah have a baby? Couldn't she? Will she? Won't she?
I think she's going to peace out on this man.
Spoiler alert. She ain't having no baby.
No. I think what has happened is shit is getting real with her, with him. Mm-hmm. And y'all, this is like a man who's never had feelings before, who finally fucked a girl for the first time. It's like, this makes me want to be man. Who yes. And she's freaked out by it because she's only fucked older guys with money.
Yes.
who already have families.
People, she's emotionally, I think emotions are scary for her. We're going to get into them. They're our first couple. Y'all, this is The Other Way.
I'm a Sarper fan.
Season 5, episode 18. We're talking a little bit about 90 Day earlier today with Chad and Lizzie from Game of Roses. And that is, when does this show air?
This airs our show tonight. So
tomorrow.
It'll air, their episode will air tomorrow on their feed
on
Game of Roses. We were like an interview.
Yeah, it was great.
Like they were James Lipton.
What's he gay?
Current references only.
Current references only. I have his biography.
I don't think he was gay.
I don't think he was gay.
No. Just a little prissy.
Just who? As a critic should
who
be.
Who among us is not?
Who among Siskel and Ebert? They might have loved women, but you know they swished when they walk like Jovi on The Last Resort.
Jovi swishes when he walks?
Oh my God, he's so swishy. He is so swishy.
It's interesting because we never really saw him walk a lot.
Oh, it's great. A sissy was sending it to me. So there was something else I was going to tell you. I haven't seen Poodle, y'all. I've been in Oklahoma. I'm back in LA, but we did a thing with Game of Roses today. So we're still remote, but goat.
And we did, you had a, you because I was indisposed with my double virus,
it was like the hurricane of Los Angeles. It was the double virus for Poodle.
I had a stomach virus and a cold. Just and dope. I still kind of have a little bit, but
we're gonna
I feel
hear
much
about
better.
I feel like November has been usurped. It is not basted or wasted or whatever we were going to call it. It is now just November double virus.
I'm going to talk about my cold / stomach virus for the rest of the month. I'm going to eke that out. Well, I had a thought when I was laying on my deathbed. No, I'm only going to talk about it for a couple more days. And then, but you'll hear it in my voice. I'm doing my best to soldier on right now. Anyway, I thank DocuSweeties for filling in for me.
I had a great time with them. So, but
a lot of people were saying you were drunk. So that's unprofessional.
We kind
and
of
I
all.
Wouldn't have, I no, I don't like to do
oh,
things
yeah,
like that.
Well, sure.
I'm sure you guys had. I watched that episode. I had a lot to say, and I still might say some of the things that I wanted to say. On next week's show.
Edit those out, Christina.
No, I need to be heard. Mostly, I wanted to talk about the fact that the redundancy of naming a guinea pig baby pig. It bothered
me.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot it's the introduction. I would wholeheartedly want to hear your thoughts, actually. So that's something to look forward to on regular 90 Day Fiancé.
I'm going to go off. But like Mackenzie on Toddlers and Tiaras to say, sometimes you just need to go off.
Or like Brie on Selling Sunset Season 7, y'all. It's out.
Brie went off.
We liked this season, but a lot of people have not liked this season.
People don't watch the show because they like it, generally.
Yeah.
I feel like when we say we like a season, it's because we have a little distance and we can appreciate the reality show mess of the quote unquote art form and how the storytelling works. I don't think a lot of people are watching it for that reason. I think a lot of people are hate watching.
That's true. If we are covering Golden Bachelor and enjoying it, if you do like Golden Bachelor or Bachelor at all, Game of Roses has been doing that forever. And I got to say, Chad is a poodle nerd savant.
He is a historian, and
his wife is a sissy. Wife or girlfriend? Wife.
I think he said girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Well, oops. Sorry, Chad. Anyway, but, big sissy.
Yeah.
We talked about 90 Day on that quite a bit. He's in fact obsessed with Sarper. A lot of people,
I kind of am too.
But I think this is why they're for sure going to be back, whether it's Single Life or I could see the producer saying, hey, can you just stay together to get him over here? Because we could use this guy. Because people in Oklahoma that don't necessarily watch this show were like, what is that one guy, Sarper? They were all about it.
Multiply orgasmic beach.
Anyway. What else? Any other 90 day? There's any 90 day news? Emily and Kobe are having another baby. What else? You said you had some.
Do they
too.
Have their own house yet?
I think they do.
Really?
Yeah, he's working in like electrical or something. He has like a real job.
That
now.
Does not mean they have their own house.
Well, that's true. I wonder if her. You know what? We should have asked her when we saw her. I should have been, and I just didn't think of it. But I wish I would have asked her. So your sister hates you, right? If I see her again, I'm going to ask her that.
I don't know if she'd level with you in that way. You're not best friends, even though that's the way you think about it. I want to talk about the fact they're not on this episode, but Kimberly and TJ.
Yes.
Kim is back in the U.S. apparently, and she's doing YouTube lives or TikToks, whatever it is, with like face paint and makeup and just dumb shit. And you know who she, first of all, she says she's back here. She's being very tight-lipped about it because she doesn't want to break her NDA, obviously. But
I did see the clip of somebody saying, do you like living in India? And she said, no, I hate it. I hate it.
Next question. Y'all, we knew she was this person. If you think she got a raw deal and she got a bad edit and she was kind of the victim in that storyline, I encourage you to watch it because she's miserable.
Miserable.
She shows her miserable self.
She does.
She's the equivalent of like when Kyle said, Amanda, not fun. Summer should be fun. Kimberly, not fun.
Agreed.
So anyway, they went off on, or she went off on Submit and Jenny. No. I'm sorry. Leave our Jenny and Submit alone.
What'd I do to you? What'd I do just because I have a 3-day wedding? Because I couldn't have one because Submit's mom said, couldn't have one. I would have went married before they I just laid an egg.
Jenny, by sheer will, got that horrible man-child to marry her. And we should let them have corner of happiness.
Agreed. And Jenny is the only one we don't know about Kimberly and TJ. But big news this week, Jen and Rishi are not together. And so my prediction is Jenny is the only one that's going to see it through.
She won. So take Jenny's name out of your mouth.
Oh, take it out of your beak, bitch.
Kim.
Kimberly.
Kimberly's or Jenny's daughter. The reaction. She's like, oh, shut the fuck up.
I love Jenny.
Drag her. I don't think it's going to turn out well for Kimberly. I don't think this kind of miserableness fits her like positivity and YouTube brand.
Well, so yeah, her. Yeah.
But I'll be glad when she's gone.
Kind of understand why her mom doesn't like her now.
Wow. Hashtag real. There will be a Big Brother corner later. Y'all, developments went down. We now have only 3 people in the house.
Oh.
And I'm going to make a case for a strange... But you'll follow me here. You will laugh. I'm going to make a case for let's just say, a controversial winner of the season.
Is this really controversial, or is this like when you say this is going to be controversial and it's just something slutty?
I think it'll be controversial in the Big Brother world. Or I think it's definitely controversial because everything in my judgment tells me this should not be true, but I could see a way in which it would be, which it would work. I'm going to stop talking about it and just do it later. Shekinah and Sarper.
Do it.
We're meeting his aunts and cousins, and we're seeing lambs because this holiday of the first day of spring, Hidreles.
It does feel very spring to go see lambs, doesn't it?
It does.
We should go do that in spring. We should go somewhere and look at some sheep and some lambs in March just for spring.
And then go have lamb after?
I'm fine with that. But especially if it's with the mint sauce. Yum.
Ooh. Euros.
Yes.
That's cruel. That's the hard thing about lamb. When you see a lamb and you remember, that actually, I'm going to eat that. It's a baby animal.
Yeah. I kind of think that's nice. What a lot of people think about all animals. So.
Yeah. Not chickens. I'm fine with eating them.
Wow. Actually, I don't mind because they're terrifying.
We had a sissy saying that she was handling a hawk. And that was her job as a veterinary assistant. I'm like, we should show some love for our it was a whole sissy and the sissy squad about
what's great
sissy's jobs that they did.
It was.
Am I boring you? Is that why you're yawning?
No, I just needed oxygen. I don't know. I don't say anything when you yawn.
I don't yawn.
Oh, that's not true. You yawn all the time on this.
I do not yawn on the podcast.
That is a lie. That is a flat out lie.
You can call me out next time.
I don't want to do that because that's unprofessional. And I want to keep the show going.
You can
and
ask
not just
me,
put it to a screeching halt because of my ADD.
You can ask me, am I boring you? And I would go, yes.
You're always bored.
I am always bored. It's a problem.
I think that's it. I don't care if I'm boring you. I'm here for me. I need that on his shirt.
I'm here for our listeners. I'm not that selfish. I just want them to feel some joy in this world.
They're fine. Sarper is an only child, and so his cousins are like his siblings, y'all. And
there's Sarp, mm-hmm. Serap, and Fusen. I'm saying all these. I'm not an expert in Turkish.
Oh, I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to say Sarper, and Daryl.
Anyway, and they asked. So the female cousin says, "So you have a daughter too?" She's like 15, and she's like, "And are you done being a mother with her?" and this is all a translation issue. It's funny how she reacts. She says, "No, you're never done." And she's basically saying, "Are you done having children?"
It's very. First of all, I know we're about to talk about something very dramatic, but it looks so weird having, like, Shekinah fits into L.A. more because we're used to seeing a lot of people in L.A. Even when I was in Oklahoma, I mean, we went to Prairie Kitchen to have breakfast the morning I left. And there's just women coming in at 10 a.m. in Prairie Kitchen, that used to be the Kettle, to a little breakfast place. And they're contoured in the middle of Ardmore, Oklahoma. This is ridiculous. Y'all,
it is an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
Stop that, contouring.
That yes, it was. Don't contour in life. It's too much. Anyway,
don't let cis men, most of them cis men who are painting their face, teach you as a cis woman, most of you, how to do your makeup.
Yes, if you're going to be on TV, you're taking your Instagram photos.
You can contour.
That's fine. That our live show. I make Poodle. That's how I calm myself. Is I make him sit down and I contour him before every show. And
you don't contour me. You don't put that much makeup on me.
you don't know what I'm doing. What do you think that bronzer? You think I'm just putting the bronzer on you to give you a glow? No, I'm
shaping. Are you making me a drag queen?
No, I'm shaping up that forehead to make it look a little more round and bringing out your cheekbones.
I think my forehead is pretty round. No, it's kind of angular.
No, I'm just making it to look for you to look good, and it calms me. Anyway, the whole point is the sausage biscuits and gravy at the Prairie Kitchen is really good, y'all. I don't remember what I was saying. That's the point.
My favorite is when you just get halfway through a story and abandon all pretense.
No, the point is, seeing Shekinah fits in L.A., but seeing the two of these people with all of these normal people around them, it was so kind of dysregulating.
Well, you're seeing her glaring inauthenticity comes through.
That too. Just meant her fillers and his fillers.
Well, that's true. He's had a lot of work done too.
Oh yeah.
And she said they're writing down their wishes, and she's like, no, I don't want more kids. And the cousin's like, well, I'd love to kind of see him as a dad. First of all, that's good for you. It's good for you, what you love. Don't put that on anybody. Yeah. Don't. You're not going to convince her with that.
No.
We'll say much more about this a little bit later. But some people, especially Southern women, will opine about stuff like that. Just from we grew up like, oh, he'd be such a good dad. Don't you think so? Yeah, but I have to be part of that too.
That's why my mom said when I told her I was gay, but you'd be such a good father. And she cries.
And you said, oh, I can have kids. She no, you really cannot. Not the normal way.
And then I could. And now I don't want to. So she just kind of looks at me with sad eyes when I say that.
She's got two grandchildren.
I know,
it's like
but
my
I'm
mother. My mother's got three.
I know, but they, in a way, they want us to have one because we're their favorites.
Yeah, that was never going to happen. Even when I was younger, I think you and I have talked about this before. I never saw a world where I would have children. I would just be like, why would I want to have kids?
I think I would have done it if I hadn't recognized my codependency so much later in life, and I've given myself to too many people, and now I'm just spent.
Whoa. Hashtag real talk. We have to take, I feel like sometimes with those thoughts, I need to be able to see them and push them down before you say them on the air.
That's my favorite thing.
When I just go,
oh, my dad just went off in my Alexa. He's mad that I'm not going to have kids.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Sarper's mad, too, because they're bringing. Yeah, go ahead. This was revelatory.
So they're running down their wishes, and he's like, well, I have something. I want to find. He's like, I want to find this. And he's like, he's like, I have a son. Big news. Huge. He's never met or seen him. He is 22-ish. At 19, he met a Russian lady, is how he said it. So many times we have sex.
We had sex so many.
One time. Two times. She came three times. I possibly gave her four babies. And then she's like, I did not know at the time. She wanted to have a child. And this is, I guess I'm thinking he got an email
she
from this woman.
Said that, yes, that she's going to
have
a baby.
I'm pregnant, but you have no obligation to see the child. And he deleted the email.
He was 19 and scared and didn't want to be involved.
I totally understand everything that he's saying. I guess I'm questioning the ethics of a woman wanting just to seeing a man just to get pregnant because he's 19. That's what feels weird to me.
Possibly. I mean, maybe. Because look, I'm sure he was very nice looking when he was 19.
He was. There was a picture. Yeah.
There was. And I'm sure she just wanted somebody to have that genetics.
But you don't see anything weird about it? Kind of like reverse Handmaid's Tale?
I don't know. I mean, again, you've got more tinfoil Hattie, but also everything is so weird with Sarper anyway.
No, it's true.
That this seemed like, honestly, one of the least weird things.
I think if I was him, though, it would have made me feel used in a way.
Yeah.
And it would have taken something from me, and it would have made me, and I would have been freaked out, too, if that would have happened to me.
It wouldn't make me think, well, so this, because the way he laid it out, at least, was that she didn't disclose she wanted to get pregnant and have a baby. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then I would go, oh, my God, I have to raise a child with this type of person.
Right. Yeah.
And so, honestly, if I was 19, I don't think I would want to know.
No, I wouldn't have done it either. Know.
I think I would have, because if my mama ever found out I had that baby, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's not really your child. It's just blood.
I agree child. With that, but not to my mother.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so that was his wish, and I would have been sitting there like, well, I guess I'm not going to write down my wish for a new job. I guess we all have to wish for Sarper to meet his son now.
Guess that's what he wants to do.
Even Shekinah's like, well, I guess I can't get new fillers. So I guess I have to wish for your son.
Sure.
I want you to meet your son, too. So anyway, later on, so he hopes to persuade her to have a child as well.
Yes.
And their bed finally gets delivered. And she's like, so delete all the memories of your other bed.
I'm stopping you right now.
Okay.
You know how this needs to be done.
Yes.
It's time for another reality gaze theater.
Sing the song while I put on the wig.
Your Sarper wig. Yes. Don't forget you have headphones.
Okay, there we go. This is the first time we've used this.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put on lip gloss for Shekinah.
Why are you
Because I just want to put on lip gloss.
I was going to say, you just want to wear lip gloss. Uh-huh. This is Sarper's Superman-style hair.
Okay. Does that make my lips look bigger and poutier like her? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Mm.
Wow. It looks like you've got lip fillers anyway.
You know, I never wanted to have bigger lips, but now that I have braces, it kind of puffs up my upper lip, and I'm like, oh, that looks nice.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Maybe I'll get them all puffed up like Darts and Stace.
Like pillows. So okay. I'll be playing Sarper, obviously, because I'm wearing the wig.
Because you're wearing the...
Obviously.
Obviously. And action.
Oh, this is lovely bed.
I
finally love
this new bed. Yes, isn't this? Yes, honey, I love that outfit. It's like you're hot, but you're also, because you're wearing it's like you're cold because you're wearing a sweatshirt, but you're hot because it's completely open.
My shirt is completely open. Mm-hmm. Nipples lifting to sky.
Mm, oh, don't talk about it. You know, it drives me crazy. So look, are you so happy to have this bed? You need to delete all your old memories from that past. Delete.
Oh, hold. Delete. I don't know if I can delete 2,500 women.
But
I will do my best.
Yes, you're like a robot anyway. Just delete
all the times I made them comb.
Yes, okay. I told you not to talk about it again. And besides, I didn't know there was going to be a hole in the wall behind the bed too, but we're not going to talk about that.
Did you enjoy meeting my cousins?
Oh, my God. so sweet, especially Sarper. They were all so sweet. So sweet.
And would you, could you have a child again?
You mean like, you know, like
mentally,
just
mentally. Could you have a baby with your brain? Understand what I'm saying, baby think, with brain?
I don't think that's possible. But if you mean like, I don't think I want a kid. You know, I had a kid when I was young, you know, and
but you're still that. Young. Your body is virile.
Well, that's not what, you know, there's a lot of
it beats
botulism
your
in
vagina
there,
so. Beats with blood.
Yes, you it does. You do make me quite engorged. You do.
All of you your do. Wonderful yes. genetics.
Yes, yes, yes. But I don't
you
know.
You could transfer
I just
to him or her. Kind what? Of sounds like I'm talking about eugenics here, but who cares?
Wait a second. The only reason you want to have a kid is because you want to transfer your genetics so that way it's like
all
you live forever?
Our line, my whole family line, Sarper 4, Sarper 5, Sarper 6,
yes.
I am Sarper 9.
Oh, you're counting
it
again,
honey. It all dies with me.
Why do you always got to count? I told you that. I don't like it when you count so much.
Can't you see what this means to me?
We covered this on our first, remember our first day, one, uno, we covered that and we said this stuff and we said we weren't going to do it.
Yes, but I thought it was going to be a one-night stand. I just was trying to fuck you.
What?
What's wrong with that? I was trying to
You mean at Club Angel, when I did coke off of your chest, and I said, "Damn it, kids," and you
and
said,
"No." And I fed you kebab. Yeah,
yeah, you were lying.
I was just wanting to fuck you. That's what do. That's what I. That's what men do.
I but did then, have four orgasms that night.
Then I fell in love with you.
What? Oh my god!
So what I'm saying is,
you're in love with me.
I felt different.
Oh, God, I'm having feelings, but I'm not having a baby. I'm not giving birth again. No. No. See this body? I pay too much for this. No, thanks.
But I need child, and I want to have with you. I bought a bed for you. I shared a post with you.
Yeah.
If someone would tell me that's 5 years, 5 months ago, I would laugh at him. Do you know what Turkish proverb says about sharing posts with woman?
No, but I think you're going to tell me.
It says a man is a fool if he does not, if he shares a Instagram post with woman and she does not give him child.
Ah, I thought that would rhyme.
It sounds better in Turkish.
And scene. It sounds better in Turkish. Oh! Did you just tear off your headphones? Oh, maybe. My God. Why are you so strong with them? Why do you just manhandle things so much?
I have freakish strength.
I bet that wig was hot.
It was hot. My favorite thing was when she's like, "Yes, you were just telling me things to like." He's like, "To like sleep with me." He's like, "Yes, I wanted to fuck you."
Yes,
that y'all. That is the thing about Sarper. It's like he is in Liar Liar. He can't lie to her, and what he says it's amazing.
It's very and seeing him with his family and how much he loved his cousin. You could see that. He's very endearing. What I think he has, the magic special sauce that Nicole had, that Danielle Muhammad had, is that he can't help but be authentically themselves on camera. And it is riveting to watch.
Yeah.
Even when they're not at their best, they're still being honest.
I can't stop watching him.
And the fact that he says, "You should have a baby in your belly for me because I bought a new bed for you." And he can make
took
that
a post with you.
And that equivocation means, hey.
And he believes it.
He believes it. 100% believes that.
And at one point I wrote down this, and she at one point she went,
So when you were like baking this for me, you started believing things you didn't want before. And she almost went, oh. She almost went, oh.
Almost. And then she realized he wants her to push a baby out. And she doesn't want to do that to her vajayjay.
She's never going to have another baby. I can't believe it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Speaking of babies, let's talk about Brandary.
Mom shows up with some mac and cheese and a can of chili. I don't know if it's the same variety that
Grandma Hazel beat a woman with, but
I'm pretty sure it was a Hormel can, and it looked very similar. And my dad, you know, if he was living in a foreign country, he would want those things as well.
Mac and cheese and Hormel chili.
Now, he wants to play this prank on his mom. I don't know if it's going to go good, because mom is like, I'm having a hard time and eating the food and having a hard time there. But
I know, I was like, don't do the prank, don't do the prank, don't do the prank.
Shockingly, it went fine. And actually, it made her feel better that it was frog.
Because chickens I like.
Yeah, that's why I don't eat frog a lot on occasion. But if someone said, just kidding, that's frog, I'd be like, okay.
It is. A lot of people, I guess, people don't think frogs are cute. Was that it? I don't know. I think this is a joke that his family, her family invented, and it's not as funny as everyone else thinks it is.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Later on, y'all, they're in the town, and they're going to have some chicken feet, some chicken blood, some chicken hearts, and I think they opt for the chicken livers, possibly.
Yes. Again, my dad loves liver and onions.
You know, that's not chicken livers usually.
But he would eat chicken livers. I think has chicken had chicken livers. Livers. And onions?
Livers is the thing.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Usually when they say liver and onions, though, the dish is beef liver.
Beef liver. Oh, ugh.
I'm not a liver fan.
Mm.
Yeah. Chicken livers makes decent gravy, though. Weirdly, I can't eat pate. No one gives a shit.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, and I don't really want to say this. I was kind of interested in that, and that was interesting for me.
Weirdly, I can't eat pate.
I enjoyed that. It made me nostalgic because I thought it's November, and everyone's, while you're getting double virused, you're also going to get to hear it later on. You're always going to talk about how to cook Thanksgiving. That's one of my favorite memories of just reality gaze every year.
I'm not even cooking Thanksgiving this year.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving this year? Because I'm going to be in Italy.
I told you.
You're going somewhere too, aren't you?
Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
I can break the news now.
Yes, you're going to be in Hawaii. What happened the last time you were in Hawaii, Poodle? When you went on...
Don't remember.
I do. You were reading a book and a guy came up to you and said, oh, I was named after a character in that book, and you fucked him.
Yeah, that's what happened. It was a good lay, too. So, later on, she... Mom says, this is not where I thought you would be. And she's like, I never thought. And she's like, just like I never imagined I would be an addict. And we find out when he was 14, the kids' siblings were 3 and 5. Mom was just disappearing. And DHS came. He was taking care of the kids. God, what a fucking thing to do at 14. Or to have to do.
I can't even.
And he was in denial about her addiction, she says. So she's 18 months sober now. And she's
great,
I'd like
but
to.
Not a long time.
Not a long time to. I don't think you can put a timeline on any of this, but it does seem. I think she's. What I wonder is how long has she been consistently trying to pursue a relationship with him? Like, in other words, so she does say this, she's there, obviously. I do not think she should have any say in the way he lives his life.
No.
I don't, yeah. And I think she kind of understands that. Maybe she does.
I mean, but then the way she says, you know, clearly, y'all, she's 100% in like AA or some type of program, like which is great. We can tell later on when she kind of lays things out for them, but she's in a program, and which is great. And but she does say, you know, I'm trying to make my life more complete. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that would make it more complete is a connection with you. And Brandon smartly, and rebuild that relationship with you. And Brandon smartly says, which is true. You know, he said, I'm open to that, but you've got to reconnect with Mary. And I need to see that bond with you trying with her, because that's going to be my new family.
Yeah. Which is fair, even though she doesn't really like her at all.
Yeah. And he follows up and says, and we, because we forget about this, because we think that they're her grandparents, we forget are not her parents. They look younger. And she says, Mary didn't have a mom at all. And I want right. her to have that.
And I'm glad, though, mom counters with saying, please, both of you, get individual therapy as well as couples counseling. So mom is probably in therapy as well. I think that's certainly.
Yeah, that was later when they're doing the sonogram stuff. And that was, I got to say, I am so glad that the mom had that. I kind of thought she was going to come in, honestly, and be terrible.
Yeah.
The way she was at it first. But she laid it fucking out for them. So it was so healthy and so
saying you're
honest.
Both dysfunctional. You were both raised in dysfunctional families.
And to literally what she was so smart in that she talked about, it wasn't about them. It was more about if you want to break the cycle of what yep. you've grown up in, this is the way to do it. And shockingly, I was shocked by Mary's reaction to
me
that.
Me too. I don't think she would do it.
What do you think she was going to do?
I guess when it's brought to you that way, when it sounds like she's actually concerned, it's hard. I think when most people think about therapy or they're resistant to therapy is when people maybe in their circles have said, you've talked to someone about it, or it always sounds a little bit like someone's telling you to go to therapy mm-hmm. instead of saying, kind of like,
you mean like when
things.
I've screamed at you, go to fucking therapy.
Yeah. Like that. Not as helpful. So later on, and Mary even said, thank you for giving me advice, because no one's ever done that before. And I think what she's saying is no one's ever not told me what to do. And so
she's never really, I mean, children, when they're, you know, children want structure and boundaries, and she yeah. never had that. God, it's getting so dark, and this time change fucks me up.
Fucking long, dark hallway. I am this time of year, just, y'all, get yourself a mood light, because this is yeah. when things get tough. I saw a clip. Someone said, it was Gwyneth Paltrow or someone saying, well, and it said, as soon as sunset happens, and Gwyneth Paltrow said, so I've done my night gym routines and it's off to bed. That's what it feels like.
It does.
At 2 p.m. today, I thought it was 5 o'clock. That's the way it looked.
Yeah.
Anyway, they asked for pie. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I'd also like to point out that, one, this is not how pies in the face are done. Two, this was a waste of pie. Pie is the second worst thing to waste. And besides, the first is cake.
Where is alcohol?
Oh, that's on a whole other level. you don't waste alcohol. That's like biblical.
Okay.
That's like up there in like the Ten Commandments of things you don't do.
Okay.
You don't waste fucking alcohol.
I'm sorry. No one did. No one's wasted alcohol. Poodle.
Okay.
No
just
one
so
has.
We're clear.
No one has.
Is everybody safe?
Okay. Everyone's safe. No one is wasted.
You could waste like some shitty schnapps or something like that. But like good grain alcohol? No. No one does that.
But I agree. If you're putting a pie in someone's face, everyone...
It needs to be a whole pie!
It needs to be a whole pie with whipped cream on it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody knows that.
They just took what looked to be a custard pie and kind of rubbed it on each other's faces like a treatment. And then she put it on his. And then, by the way, y'all, the baby's a girl. Sorry if I soft-pedaled the most important part of that. For me, the most important part was the hysterics with that pie.
Yeah.
And it didn't work
for
me.
It looked kind of like a chess pie, and it made me want one.
It was very chess pie-like.
I love chess pie.
We call that chess pie in South Carolina, we call that buttermilk pie.
We've had both,
Riveting.
You know what? I think my mother has never been to Charleston, South Carolina. She said, I've always wanted to go. So I think she doesn't listen to this, so I'm not obligated to in case I back out. But I think I might take her next year on a weekend.
So we're actively planning vacations with our mother now?
It was very different coming home because now my mother lives in Oklahoma now. So now... which I get along with my mother well, but it's also very different that now I can't go out with my friends anymore because my mom says, where are you going? I'm like, oh, my friend Renee and I are going to go look at a new house. And my mom says, oh, can I come too?
You can.
I'd love to look at the house. And actually, she came. And it was a great time.
You can say, oh, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know when we're going to be back. Or... how about next time I take you?
No, I can't say that. Then I get that sad puppy dog look.
It's called boundaries.
I think she's just stressed because she moved. Even when I left, my mom always gets a little teary. She full on cried. Did your mother cry when you leave, when she drops you off at the airport? Or
We don't do airport drop-offs anymore. Because
we don't either. I rent a car.
Yeah. She hugs me a little too long when I leave, and she does tear up. Yeah. She manages. She's a good actor that way. I think she squeaks it out. She cries more than Darcy and Stacey ever did.
Well, I was thinking maybe if I go to Charleston with my mother, maybe your mom can go, and y'all can be our tour guides, and we'll have a mother trip.
A mother trip is not a thing, and that's never going to happen.
Well, I thought it could be.
Why would I voluntarily want to spend time with your mother and my mother and you? Is there remuneration involved? Could we make money off of it?
I mean, if we did a live show there.
It would need to be a hell of an expensive live show.
Mm-mm. Like more expensive than BravoCon?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. How about this? When you're taking your mother trip, I can meet you out for dinner, and then I'll leave you both at the table to pick up the check, and I go cruise for dick.
That's fine.
That's my best and final offer.
That's pretty much what happens every time when we're out on tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just sitting there at some restaurant.
I'll let you paper me.
Frank, just give me the check again, Frank. It's just me now.
It's time for BB Corner.
Let's do it.
Raw, uninhibited BB action.
I was hoping you were going to forget that.
Okay. We're down to three. Ceree was evicted a couple of days ago, and Felicia got evicted last night.
Okay.
I got to say, it's been smart the way I knew as soon as Blue was gone, Ceree's goose was cooked. But I'm surprised Ceree didn't play harder there at the end. And I realized that's not the kind of player she is. That's why I don't think that Big Brother was ever really her game. I think Survivor's her game because she's a stronger... But she even said in the interview when she's like, this is harder than Survivor because at least in Survivor you have a little break. Here, you're just in the house for fucking 3 months. And anyway, Felicia was out after that. So there are three left. Jag, Matt... and fucking Bowie Jane. And right now, I would like to make a case
for fucking Bowie Jane being the winner of Big Brother 25.
Is this really controversial?
This is just weird. I'd like to say,
let me look up this person while you're talking about them.
She's basically like Charlize Theron in Arrested Development.
They're a DJ, right?
And lawyer.
Okay.
But no one knows she's a lawyer, and everyone thinks she's in her 30s, but she's actually in her 40s.
Is she Australian?
Yes, she's Australian.
Why is it that some people just look Australian?
She looks very Australian. She
looks
pigtails,
Australian. Yeah.
Weird flock of seagulls hair. I don't dislike Bowie Jane. I am annoyed by her. Here's the thing. I'd like to make a case that she's had three fucking HOH wins. And has she made any big moves? No. But what she has done is created final twos with so many people in the house, and she has made herself an object to take to the end. So she's in a weird way tricked everyone kind of into having them there at the end. And I think if Matt didn't take Bowie Jane to the end, he'd be an idiot. Jag already wants to take Bowie Jane to the end. And the problem is both Matt and Jag have gotten their hands bloody. Jag a lot. Even though Jag's had like tons of comp wins, comp beast, veto wins out the yin yang. Matt, it's hard, even though Matt saved Jag because of his invisible in HOH one time, he was already gone. That's his one big resume thing. He really hasn't made a lot of other big moves. And Bowie Jane has been on boots on the ground in a lot of those, even though she has kind of squandered her HOHs. But I could see a play where fucking Bowie Jane could win Big Brother. And it would be the biggest deal. And I kind of want it for the absurd reasons of it, because this season has been weird. And honestly, Ceri and Jared should have had it in the bag. And if Jared had been a better player and not been a complete idiot, they could have run that house. And they did too many twists this season. But right now, if Jag doesn't, I actually don't want Matt to win. I actively don't want him to win because I think he's the sentimental favorite, and he didn't do enough to really be the person who wins Big Brother. But I'm still thinking Jack's going to pull it out. I would become a Bowie Jane apologist, and that's what I think, because it's going to be over in like a week, y'all. So I think it's going to be interesting. Bowie Jane is a lawyer, so who knows what could happen.
Still sounds like sex. Twist, turns, and someone's playing like they're a lawyer.
She still feels like Rita in Arrested Development for me.
They really just have celebrities already on Big Brother now, and you're not even a celebrity. So you definitely need to be on next season, because you would be the nobody, but they would still put you on.
I would be a nobody, yeah.
I'm just saying, do it.
Yeah.
Not because I want a 3-month break, because I want you to be famous. That's it.
I'm sure. What I would do if I was Bowie Jane is really highlight all of my resume and what she was there. She never touched. That's the other thing about Bowie Jane. She never touched the block once, and that's a great thing for a resume.
Who says if they win?
The jury.
Like three judge? Is that like people on The Voice, like three celebrities?
No, the jury, the other people who just got voted out.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't want it to be Matt, though. I like him. I don't like that kind of game where you play Golden Boy for so long and you don't win a whole lot. And then you were Ceri's butt boy the whole time, and then someone else picked you, and doesn't have a good enough resume for me. We'll see.
All right.
It's Jag or Bowie Jane for me. Almost certainly Jag. That's your BB corner. Pew 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 pew. Raw.
I was just waiting for you to end it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Were you surprised at all that Holly ordered a mermaid tail?
Not. It is the...
It's peak Holly.
I don't know why this hasn't happened yet.
Same.
It's taken us this long. As soon as she got a mermaid tail, I went, oh, that's so appropriate.
Yes.
I do not think this was made by the mer-tailor.
No, I have a mer-tailor tail. It is not.
Yeah, I still can't believe you bought that with the company card.
By the way, I'm so sorry, but I was traveling to Oklahoma and the internet was kind of fishy. I'm so sorry, but we got charged again one more month of Razvan on OnlyFans, and then I promise we're done. It's just got to be that's it. This is just it's fine after this.
Is there more dick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's full on just like beaten off now.
Why have I not seen any of these? We're not paying for I'm not paying for this. You're paying all this back in because if I'm not getting it, you're paying all this back. I better get what's your password?
Anyway, yeah.
I want to see him jerking off.
He does. Anyway,
what's he look like when he comes?
Wow. 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 Wow.
Just for research purposes.
Oh, God. And
like,
there
is it a face or is it like a is it ecstasy?
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd look up.
And I
it's
bet
like,
he's
it's
too like, inhibited. He wants to look good when he gooshes, like Sarper. Like,
it's like a Michelangelo face of ecstasy.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Let's move on to Holly and Wayne. Your braces are starting to bother me. So we need
don't get ready. First time in person this week.
You know, weirdly, I thought the sight would bother me more, the glinting metal. But since they're Invisalign, that doesn't bother me.
Well, they're white.
And now it's the wetness and how everything sounds even more labored about your speaking.
Which makes me feel better because you didn't even expect, it bothers you even more. I know that the speaking bothers you more than the look.
The speaking bothers me more than the look.
Yeah, I didn't anticipate that.
People thought it would be the look, but I think now it's the speaking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your garbled speaking is already more garbled. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, guys. So, Holly, she said, well, I thought this would cheer me up. And Wayne says,
I thought we have a poll. Why not? We have a poll. So, I thought I should go to, so it was hard to get here. Something, give me something I love.
And I wrote, of course, she wants a mermaid tail because, y'all, everything she wants to fall away from life. She wants to, it's all escapism,
escaping
no matter where
into
she
fairy
goes.
Tales. Yeah.
Whether it's here or in the US. And it's kind of hard to escape when your power goes out every day and someone killed your dog.
Y'all, that power thing, I think I'd pull a Holly saying, I need to go back to the US.
Are you kidding? You barely could take 3 weeks of workers painting your apartment.
It was five weeks.
It was a lot. I'm not trying to downplay it. It was a lot.
Thank you for minimizing my pain.
But this is just the power. I can't even imagine.
So she says, he's like, you haven't even tried to make friends. He's like, but you don't go with my friends. I think he expects her to go out with his friends.
I also think when he says you need to try harder, at first you kind of take umbrage with that because you're like, dude, she's moved all the way. The power's going out, all da, 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 da. But then you think about when she said, I'm just painting everything. And as you see all the shit she's just weirdly painting in the house. And I went, she's losing it. But also, I think she is such an introvert.
I totally agree with you.
I don't think she can go out and meet people. And I don't know if this marriage will work is I don't think Wayne knew how much constant handholding Holly has to have to walk through life, period.
I agree. And I don't think he even really thought about it.
And I think the only way this marriage will survive if he moves back to the U.S. and lives in the same town as her mother. So that way the mother can continue to take care of Holly.
That mother's got the patience of a saint. Jesus. And so, but she did say, you don't spend time with our friends. And she said, I'm depressed. I'm sad. And that painting where you saw she was painting everything in the house, I was like, the first thing I thought is not that she's losing it. I'm like, this feels like mania. It to me, like
it, or some type of not OCD, but there's. I don't want to speculate to it because we don't have enough evidence, but
right.
I think Holly has, I could see her being someone with phobias.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe some type of mania, maybe.
It just felt, and maybe it is all situational and it's all, but I have a feeling she's had other issues like this, and she's had other parts in her life where she's been either trapped or isolated, and she's had her mom with her to pull her out of these things.
But at least she cut her hair and went lighter because she said she realized it's too dark on TV, so that's great.
She does a lot of Instagram lives, y'all. Woo! Yeah. Anyway, she's painting, and she's like, I want to go to the U.S., and then the lights cut off. She goes, So y'all, the load shedding happens 5 hours a day. And she said, that's when the robberies happen. And so he comes in and she's like, I can't take it anymore. I want to leave. And so he like figured out how to cut the power back on. So she's like, I've shown you how to do this. So I think she's completely helpless.
I think she is completely helpless. Yes.
Yeah. I really worry. Her mental state seems extremely fragile.
It very.
She needs to get the fuck back to Utah or wherever the fuck she's from.
Is she actually from Utah, or do we just say that because she reminds us of Devin? I don't remember.
She is from Utah.
I think she is from Utah.
Yeah. No, it all checks. He unfortunately says, well, at least you're sitting in a warm house, and I've been out working in the cold to provide for you. And that's when I go, you don't know how to, you can't even meet her emotionally 10% of the way.
No, because he immediately jumps into, well, you want to go back to the U.S. without me. And she said, I never said that. I want you to come. And he said, I can't work if I go there. And you know how I am. I can't not work. That's how I provide for you.
And for him, her going back to the U.S. means failure.
Failure.
And that means he's not a good man. He's not really a man. He doesn't prove himself as a man.
Yeah.
So, oof, y'all, this is going to get dark. She says, but no, he's like, I can't leave. I got a business here, my life here, my dad here.
South African.
That is not South African. even though I don't think mine's very good, yours is even worse.
Well,
so then he basically says, I'm not going to let you take care of me. That, like, it's almost unprovoked. And she's like, that's not the way it's going to be. That's when she said, it's not going to be like the never's of Neverland. God, she's such a child sometimes, like with what she says. And then she said, you could come to the U.S. He's like, I honestly don't know if I can, I don't know if I can go to America. And so who knows what's going to happen here? And then Kitty and Armando meet their surrogate.
This was beautiful.
Hema.
This was...
And she knows English. I cried during this segment.
I know you did. She speaks English and she's had kids before. And what Yema was saying, she said, Hema. I'm really... Oh, it's Hema?
Yeah, Hema.
Okay.
The G is... Ugh.
Oh, it's... Okay. I'm not concerned with other people. And Armando's like, you know, but people in my family, even a woman said in my family, like, I can't believe they're just going to give up the baby. And she says, you know, this... She gets teary and she said, this is a gift that I'm going to give to you. And I tell myself in my mind that... I'm giving this baby in that, you know, with my own children, I love them. I read to them. I sang, I'm going to do this for your baby, but I know that your baby, at the end, your baby will be made with love.
And she says, I will learn to separate the baby that I will have made and the love that I have. And I was just like, where did they find this woman? I love her.
I went, good Lord, pick this woman already. Pick her. Now, it does make
If they don't pick her, what if they say, yeah, we decided to go to a 22-year-old woman?
Well, they won't.
It's like hot.
Unless she's had kids already. It will be interesting. You know, I wonder what the laws are, how well they are protected, because there have been legal cases in the U.S. of women who have been surrogates and then try to have claim to parental rights to a child.
Yeah.
And they actually still have to sign something. And there's my friend who did this said it is kind of, they hired a surrogate. He said, but it is kind of freaky because legally, at least in California, and this was several years ago, like 8 years ago, the woman, for everything to be really locked tight, for them to have no claim to their child, they still had to sign the form after the baby was born.
Wow. So you can't. So there's no contract before the baby's born?
There is, but there's still, they had to do a kind of another step. I don't know. This is, a state by state thing. And this was 8 years ago. It could be different now, but I'm just wondering what's this like in Mexico and if Kenny and Armando have to worry about this at all.
This is why I think I'm not going to have children, but I think if I was, the surrogate would have to be someone I knew. Or someone I was going to be sharing custody with the baby. I don't, because I would not, my biggest fear is that person would decide, I want the baby.
Poodle, I would carry a baby for you if I could.
I don't want to have it. I don't, as long as it's not genetically anything to do with you, we're fine.
Well, not the baby, actually, babies don't, I know if it's certain, the baby, the mother, gets the DNA of the baby, but the baby has their own DNA, does not have the DNA of the mother.
That's what I'm saying. If you carried my baby, it would have nothing of your DNA.
It wouldn't.
Probably would smell a little like you. I'd probably have some
problems
with that.
I would for you, though. Oh, wait. But then the baby's DNA, and therefore yours, would be in me, and I might become mean. No, never mind. I won't do that. Sorry.
Listen, someone said I would have a mean baby.
Yeah.
My baby wouldn't be mean. It would just be discerning.
Yeah, then I could be a surrogate for anybody else because I'd be known as the man who has mean babies. It's all I need.
The baby just goes. The baby throws hisses the rattle, instead of cries.
Throws it shit at you. All right, everybody, that's the show. That's the other way. It's going to go to the end of the year, but every episode of this is great.
I've been really, I've This has been one of my favorite Other Way seasons in a while. I also had a thought. Remember Julio and Kirsten? I know!
It's they were on this season!
Yes!
Shut up.
Remember Julio and Kirsten, y'all?
Wait, but they didn't really end. It didn't.
Nope.
Something
remember
had to.
Julio and Kirsten.
Something happened. Something had to have happened because they're gone. They've gone now like 4 or 5 episodes since we've seen them.
Oh, more than that.
Oh, my God.
I just thought about them the other day.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, someone, Sissy, let us know. Mary, colon, Sissy, detective.
I'm sure they're not together.
Oh, positive.
And she's much better off. Yeah.
But then we're going to see them on the tell-all, and it's going to be like, wait, who's that?
Yep.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like, I thought, I'm like, oh, wait, that was this season.
Wow. All right.
That was this season.
That's the season.
Fucking Julio. Ugh.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We'll see you next week. Until then, we want to remind you that we're all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places of life. Aren't we, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're at a restaurant and you ask if they have pie, tell them just to squirt a big thing of whipped cream in a bowl, and it's going to do the same thing. Why you don't need, because you're going to put the pie in the face.
No, but why? You said in a bowl. Why am I turned on when you say that?
Yuck. Don't fuck a bowl of whipped cream. Or you were thinking of eating it. That's probably more what you would do.
Yes! Yes!
This is the biggest problem I had with this episode was the pie. That was my biggest issue I had. Call us.